6-9-4.
Two.
Take two.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Every time you hold me, I'm still not certain that you care. Though you keep on saying you really, really, really love me, do you speak the same words to someone else when I'm not there? Suspicion torments my heart. Suspicion keeps us apart. Suspicion, why torture me?
Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh, you have no excuse not to listen.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve, thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care.
Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes, coming through my
Thank you. on. And I don't see anything that I want. And I don't see anything that I want.
Hello, you're listening to 88.3 WRCT, Pittsburgh's only radio station. This is 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy. Sorry, we were locked out of the station, so we're running a little late, but we're here now until 11 p.m.
We got all kinds of good music for you tonight. A few new songs making their international radio debut. So stay tuned for that. A couple old songs, maybe also making their international radio debut.
And before we get into it, again, we'll share the number to call, 412-440-8906. This is a number where you can call and talk to us live on the air. 412-440-8906. 412-440-8906. There's a great mnemonic device for remembering this number. I'll leave it up to you to figure it out. All right. Here's Felt.
Die. time I get the inspiration to go change things around. No one wants to help me look for places where new things might be found.
We are strong. We are resilient. And we will get through this together.
Through what?
Well, these stressful times. These are stressful times. And it's important to also... No, we don't say a C word here.
C-19.
We can't say that on the radio.
out of 10.7.
These are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's important. No, it's not important to feel overwhelmed. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid. But there is hope. Reach out to someone. Connect with your friends. Stay in touch with your community. And know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
So that's kind of your little thing you've been going on about lately. But honestly, for me, it's like these days everyone's posting pictures online. But here's the deal. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back.
Wait, really?
It's up there for everyone to
oh,
see.
No. Oh, no.
Your family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. All it takes is a few clicks, and your image could be all over the internet. So think before you post. For more information, visit cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. If your kid is listening to The Exploited, you better go to cybertipline.com.
Tune in to It's Gospel Time for Gospel R&B, Gospel Hip Hop, and Gospel Jazz with DJ Time. Mondays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Well, we open the set up with Felt, their song Whirlpool, Vision of Shame. And then we had local Pittsburgh band Sober Clones, their song Harder Than It Seems, off of Maggots Turned to Flies. When did that come out? Last year, right? 2022?
21, I think.
And then to the Beach Boys, I Just Wasn't Made for These Times, which is featured in, like, the best scene ever, that one Mad Men episode, if you've seen that. So good. And then, The Sixths, their song Aging Spinsters, off of Wasp's Nest.
Is that song about COVID? I Just Wasn't Made for These Times?
Yep. Exactly, made about COVID.
It's about when you have a really pretty face and you don't want to hide it behind a mask.
Well,
we have some new songs coming up, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do. Coming up next. We got a song by Silver Car Crash.
The next single off of their forthcoming album. We love debuting each single for you guys as they come out.
Yep.
It's been a lot of fun. And in my opinion, they keep getting better and better. I think this one's my favorite so far.
I think so too. Each single, there's been three so far, each one has featured a different singer in the band.
That was nice of them.
And then we got a single by the local band Gadge. Their new song, Oh Wonder. And then a new Cruelster song, the Cleveland punk band. Well, you give us a call, 412-440-8906. If you call in, you'll talk to us live on air. You'll talk to all of Pittsburgh. And this show's also on the internet, so the whole world. So that number is 412-440-8906. Do we have a theme today? Do we have a topic we want to talk about? Or is this just a free-for-all?
COVID-19.
Okay.
When this goes on Spotify, it's going to have a little blue box underneath it.
Or if we share it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay, the theme is COVID-19. We love talking about COVID-19.
Anthony Fauci's in the other room just yelling his head off, but we're in a soundproof bunker. So,
speaking of Fauci, he threw the worst opening pitch of all time in a baseball game, and Ira Kaplan from Yo La Tengo just threw a great pitch.
Not a guy you'd expect to throw a great pitch.
No. But it was good. It was pretty good. Good form. All right, 412-440-8906, 412-440-8906, call or else.
This is
going to get upset.
This is Oh Wonder by Gadge from their new album out early August.
We'll be right back.
All right, it looks like we have a caller on the line. Give us 1 second to set this up. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello?
Caller?
Hello?
Yes.
Ooh. Caller. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Wanda Wiley.
Hello, ma'am. Good evening. Hello, ma'am. Good evening.
I was wondering, I would like to hear a song on the program.
What would you like to hear tonight, madam?
I would like to hear Tie Dye by Hotline TNT, please.
Well, I think we could do that.
There aren't any cuss words in that song, are there?
If there are, I can't tell.
No, there are no swear words in that song.
Hey.
Caller.
Hello.
Yeah, there are no swear words in that song.
You thinking of what to say?
This old broad doesn't know what's going on.
You just call me an old broad?
Hello. Caller.
Sorry, that was all of that was me.
Whoa!
Wow, your voice really changed there. Did something get caught in your throat?
I don't hear anything.
Wow, caller. Okay.
Well, you know the topic today is COVID-19, caller. Do you have anything to share about COVID-19?
So I think.
We have another caller. Can we do two at the same time?
Let's see. Yeah.
Oh, if you can do that, yeah, let's do that.
Give us a second. Hello, caller? You're on the air.
Oh, what's up? Am I on here with the
caller? Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes.
Hello?
We are here. Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
We are here.
All right, awesome.
To whom do we have the pleasure of speaking? Well, so that's what I'm trying to figure out right here.
Oh, this is Tom from the North Side.
Tom from the North Side.
I'm going to play straight with you guys. I'm going to do my real voice.
Okay.
We appreciate that.
Well, our topic for today is COVID-19. You got anything for us on that topic?
Oh, I love COVID-19, man. I'm one of the few people out there who thought it really was awesome.
It was a pretty good time.
Caller, you're sick.
Yeah, definitely.
You're twisted. What is your reasoning?
Oh, I'm not sick. I just have allergies.
Oh,
it's not,
okay.
It's not like contagious.
It's not COVID?
It's not COVID.
Okay.
Oh, no wonder allergies. You like it.
But hey, listen, you know, also, I was trying to make a mnemonic device out of you guys' phone number.
Oh, yeah? What did you come up with?
Pretty hard. It's pretty hard because, you know, ones and zeros don't have any letters, and you've got some ones and zeros in that number.
What?
So
I
couldn't come up with anything.
What's so hard about 412-440-8906? It just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think.
Oh, caller, did we lose
people
you?
People should just remember it. People.
All right, we might have lost the caller. We're gonna switch over to the other caller. Caller A.
Hello.
Are you still with us?
Hello. Yes.
Caller.
Yes, I'm here.
Caller.
Can you hear me? Is there another caller on the line?
Caller,
can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Caller, did you watch any good movies lately?
I just watched Juno for the first time.
All right, let's get back to the music.
Yeah, this is not going well right now. We got some connection issues. We're going to work and figure this out. All right,
wait,
in the meantime,
caller?
Back to the music. Here's
After this song, which is Prefab Sprout, we'll hear the new Cruelster song, which is brand new. It came out mere hours ago, but it might sound a little familiar to you.
Yo!
Oh!
Oh, my.
Okay. We'll give this one more shot. Caller, can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Caller, did you see any good movies lately?
Yes, okay. So I saw Juno an hour ago.
An hour ago? For the first time?
Yeah. Yeah, so I knew that Kimya Dawson did the whole thing, and, so I don't know much about Kimmy Dawson, but what I do know about Juno is Michael Cera. So that's about it. It was a good movie.
It is a pretty good movie. I saw it for the first time a couple months ago.
So what happens?
You and me both, pal. What happens?
Yeah, like, describe the whole movie.
Give us a whole plot synopsis.
From the start to the end.
Okay, so basically a high school relationship takes a couple twists and turns, but in the end, it all works out.
Well, I feel like you skipped something.
Yeah, I thought there was more
okay,
stuff.
Listen,
like, doesn't
listen,
she visit Mark a few times, and they share tastes in punk rock and horror films?
Oh, yeah, I forgot, because, so he's like, oh, yeah, I was in a band, and I like the Melvins and Sonic Youth, and then Juno is like, I listen to Sonic Youth, and it sucks. And then it's like,
right. Wasn't there a scene too where Juno and Leia happened to see Vanessa in a shopping mall being completely at ease with a child, and Juno encourages Vanessa to talk to the baby in Juno's womb, which kicks for Vanessa? Do you remember that scene?
You know, I wasn't paying that close attention.
I don't think that happened, but I feel like as the pregnancy progresses, Juno struggled with the emotions she felt for the baby's father, Polly. Juno maintained an outward and different attitude toward Polly.
I like the part where Paul, what's his last name? Like Balek or like Bleak or something? Like,
yeah, Bleak.
Yo, what's up? It's Polly Bleak, and I'm having a baby.
I'm pregnant with you. Jason Bateman as Mark Loring. Olivia Thirby as Leah, Juno's friend. Thirby was born on October 6th, 1986. It sounds like I know more about this movie than you.
Did you see that Furby was born?
Did you even watch the movie an hour ago?
I you know, I was playing Super Mario 64 on my fiance's Switch. Whoa. Hello, can you hear me?
All right, we're done with this caller.
Yeah, he's going
bye-bye.
For good.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Call again soon.
Back to the music.
I got this feeling on the summer day when George! said some things I shouldn't have said. Should have kept it to myself instead. I was wrong, I admit, I was wrong. Very sorry. And I look back at you. I was wrong, I made you cry. But isn't that what you want to hear? I look back in anger, I look back at you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.